Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. This is Abdul Nasser Jengda and you're listening to the Qalam podcast. Qalam is an organization dedicated to making Islamic knowledge accessible for everyone. Alhamdulillah, the month of Ramadan is a very beautiful and powerful opportunity for learning and spiritual growth in the life of a Muslim. Therefore, Qalam has put together amazing resources for you and your family, your community to benefit from in the month of Ramadan, from a webinar on how to prepare to recitation of the entire Quran, the meaning and the message of the whole Quran, the du'as from the Quran, special webinars and events in regards to the Battle of Badr, the last 10 nights and Laylatul Qadr, and so much more. We're very excited and happy to bring you all of this Ramadan programming. Be a part of the good work that we are doing at Qalam, educating Muslims, educating people all around the world by going to supportqalam.com. Donate, contribute, give generously, and have your share in the Sadaqa Jariya and the amazing work that is going on. Supportqalam, QALAM.com. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. Rabbi shrahli sadri wa yassirli amri wa hlul uqdata min lisani yafqahu qawli. Ameen. Inshallah, today we're going to be continuing with our du'as from the Quran series. Series that we've been going every day in the month of Ramadan. We've been going through a different dua from the Quran. Before we begin, again, this dua series is brought to you by Penny Appeal USA. Since 2016, Penny Appeal has been committed to fighting poverty and need. They have provided aid in the midst of emergencies, supported orphans, provided warm meals. They've helped give medical assistance and provided clean water to families across Asia, the Middle East, Africa, and right here at home. Since then, Penny Appeal USA has helped over a million people and empowered communities around the world, helping to break the cycle of poverty and build brighter futures. This Ramadan, they will continue this effort with the support of people like you. To join their You Are the Difference Ramadan campaign and change a life, please visit pausa.org/qalam. Again, we're in the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan, these blessed days. We ask that as you are considering different options for your sadaqah and for your zakat, please consider Penny Appeal as one of those options. Find out about the work that they're doing at their website at pausa.org and please consider contributing. Inshallah, today's dua that we're going to look at is from Suratul Qasas. In this surah, we're going to look at a very interesting dua of Musa alayhi salam. It's interesting because a lot of times when we think of dua, we think of very specific things that are asked for. And, you know, when we make dua, we always have a list. We have a lot of things that we have on our mind that we want, or a lot of needs and desires that we're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. Here we're getting a very kind of, we're getting insight into the dua of someone who truly relies upon Allah and has full conviction and trust in Allah. So just to set up the context a little bit, Musa alayhi salam, the whole page before this dua sets up Musa alayhi salam's situation. So Musa alayhi salam, one day he's out in the city and he, in trying to help someone, in a quarrel and in an argument, he ends up accidentally killing someone. As a result, he's now obviously very scared and frightened, and he's kind of on alert. And then he gets this news, as you can see on the screen, in ayah number 20 of Surah Qasas, so Surah 28, ayah number 20, وَجَاءَ رَجُلٌ مِنْ أَقْصَى الْمَدِينَةِ يَسْعَى قَالَ يَا مُوسَى إِنَّ الْمَلَأَ يَأْتَمِرُونَ بِكَ لِيَقْتُلُوكَ فَخْرُجْ إِنِّي لَكَ مِنَ النَّاصِحِينَ. Then a man, again, Musa alayhi salam is scared, he's in the city, word has got around that he's just killed a man previously, and he's kind of on high alert, as the Quran talks about his state, and we'll mention again coming up. And then a man comes running from the furthest part of the city, and kind of yells to Musa alayhi salam and says, "Oh Musa, the authorities are talking about killing you. They're looking for you and they're talking about killing you for what you did yesterday. So leave, run away from here and I'm a sincere advisor to you. I'm trying to help you, right? I'm just someone who's trying to help. فَخَرَجَ مِنْهَا خَائِفًا يَتَرَقَّبْ قَالَ رَبِّ نَجِّنِي مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. So Musa Islam leaves the city. He's fearful, in a state of fear, and he's on high alert. Again, he's like anxious, he's nervous. He's almost watching over his shoulder. That's another way of thinking of يَتَرَقَّبْ, right? So he's scared and he's watching over his shoulder. And in this state, it was such a beautiful thing. We're actually going to see a few du'as on the way to the du'a that we're looking at today. But he makes a quick du'a. He says, قَالَ رَبِّ نَجِّنِي مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. He says, my Lord, save me from the oppressive people. Save me from their hands. They're coming after me. And again, he's escaping. He's running away and he's making this du'a. وَلَمَّا تَوَجَّهَتْ تِلْقَاءَ مَدْيَنَ قَالَ عَسَى رَبِّي أَنْ يَهْدِيَنِي سَوَاءَ السَّبِيلِ. As he made his way towards Madian, he was saying, and he made a du'a, may my Lord guide me to the right way. Perhaps my Lord will guide me to the right way. Again, now that he's left and he's got nothing with him, he's had to flee on a moment's notice from his city, from where he grew up. He's now running away, but he doesn't know where to go, right? There's no destination in mind. And as he's running away, he now also makes a quick dua where he asks Allah for guidance, guidance to the right way, guidance to neither right or left, but oh Allah, guide me to wherever I need to go. وَلَمَّا وَرَدَ مَاءَ مَدْيَنَ وَجَدَ عَلَيْهِ أُمَّةً مِنَ النَّاسِ يَسْقُونَ وَوَجَدَ مِنْ دُونِهِمْ امْرَأَتَيْنِ تَذُودَانِ. When he arrived at the waters of Madian, again, this is would be like a watering hole, and this would be a place where people would frequent, because obviously water being a very precious resource, they would need to go there often to get water, to feed their animals, and for so many other reasons. So now, when he arrives at this place where obviously there would be a lot of people, he found a group of men watering their flocks, watering their animals. And on the side, he found two women that were keeping their animals back or that were waiting to water their animals. So he asked them, what's the matter with you two, or what's going on with you two? Why are you standing on the side? And they responded and they said, we cannot water our flock until the shepherds take their sheep away because our father is a very old man. So basically they're having to come out and do this task because we're assuming they don't have any brothers. There's no one else that can help them and their father is very old. So they have to come and water the animals. However, what we're getting a bit a sense of the scene here is that no one from these group of men that are already there that are watering their animals, no one has offered to make way for these women. No one has offered to help them water their animals. Instead, where you can think that it's a group of people, a group of men that really have no integrity, they have no chivalry, they're not even thinking about the fact that there's two women that they could help and they could just water their animals and let them go and then they can continue about their way. The only person that seems to care and seems to notice this problem is Musa alayhi salam. Musa alayhi salam, and you can imagine now, think about his state. He's just run away from his city. He's in a completely new place. Some of the books of Tafsir mention that he traveled for days, up to a week, to arrive at this place. So it's not like he just left one place and now he's magically in another city, but he had to run away pretty far to escape, Fir'aun's army and Fir'aun's people coming after him or trying to kill him. So he's traveled quite a distance. You can imagine, some scholars mention he had no food, he had no provisions with him. He's exhausted. And yet, the first thing he does when he sees a problem, when he sees someone in need, it doesn't matter what state he's in, it doesn't matter what situation he's in, he helps them right away. فَسَقَى لَهُمَا ثُمَّ تَوَلَّى إِلَى الظِّلِّ فَقَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي لِمَا أَنزَلْتَ إِلَيَّ مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَقِيرٍ. And now we get to the dua. He waters their flock for them. Again, he waters their animals for them, for the two women. And then he's done with it. Again, he doesn't think too much about it. He's just, this is Musa Islam. This is a prophet of Allah. He sees someone in need and he just helps them. And then he retreats and finds some comfort in the shade. ثُمَّ تَوَلَّى إِلَى الظِّلِ. This again also points to the fact that it's likely hot outside, that he needs to find some comfort under some shade. And then in this moment, in this quiet, peaceful moment of solitude where he's alone, he now calls out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he says, قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي لِمَا أَنزَلْتَ إِلَيَّ مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَقِيرٍ. This is an interesting dua for a few reasons. Number one, the grammar is very interesting. The structure of the dua. So The actual translation, if we were to translate literally, we would say, my Lord, indeed I am of whatever you provide for me from good in great need. So you can think about the fact that really, I don't want to get too technical in terms of Arabic grammar, but the fact, the base sentence would be, oh Allah, my Lord, I am in need. Inni faqir. Indeed, I am in need. I am in desperate need. Faqir is someone, you know, we usually would classify someone that is poor, someone that is needy. Basically, someone whose needs have not been met, meaning he's hungry, he's thirsty, he doesn't have shelter, he doesn't have a family, he doesn't know anyone in the city. So many things. Faqir covers all of these things. I am in need and I need so many things, oh Allah. The dua could have been, oh Allah, I am in need of XYZ, and start enumerating all the things that he's in need of. Instead, we find that someone who truly relies upon Allah, someone who has their full trust in Allah, when they make dua to Allah, they recognize that Allah is the one who is handling all of my affairs, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that is going to meet all of my needs, and Allah knows exactly what I need better than I do. Right? Instead of him sitting there and starting to think about, I need XYZ, this would help, and this would help, this would help. Instead, he doesn't just ask Allah for help, for good, for khayr. He doesn't just ask Allah for fulfillment of his needs, but there's an element of, oh Allah, I'm not even listing out the things I need because, oh Allah, you know what those things are. You know what those things are better than I even know. Right? So he's saying, oh Allah, whatever good, I am in desperate need, I am in dire need of whatever good you send my way. Whatever good you send my way, oh Allah, I am in need of it. And this is such a powerful statement because we're seeing that true reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala manifested in this dua. We're seeing that true tawakkul in Allah in this dua. Because only a person of true tawakkul would leave all of their affairs in the hands of Allah, including the exact things that they think they need, the exact solutions to their problems. Instead, he hands over everything to Allah. This is a very interesting dua for us to try to incorporate in the last 10 nights, because not only does it remind us that sometimes it's good to step out of our normal routine of dua and step out of that list that we have made, oh Allah, I need XYZ. And it's a reminder to us that sometimes, remember that, not sometimes, but most of the time, we're not 100% sure. We don't know what is best for us. As much as we think we know what is best for us, a true believer recognizes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone knows what is best for us. And this dua helps us get in that mindset. It helps us clarify that perspective, because it's easy to sometimes get lost in dua and keep asking for certain things. And sometimes you don't get what you want and then you feel disheartened. But this is a reminder that everything, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us everything. Allah knows what is best for you. Allah knows what is not good for you. So if you keep asking for something that isn't good for you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to give it to you, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what is best for you. And we're seeing a prophet of Allah manifest this reliance in such a beautiful dua. And as a result of this dua, in the next few ayahs, if you continue reading, all of his problems get taken care of. Right after this dua, those people that he helped, without even thinking twice, he just helped two women in need. One of them comes back. She tells him that my father wants to pay you for your help. You helped, and you know that was he wants to pay you for that. He wants to reward you for that. Then the father, not only does he compensate him, he then says, "You can marry one of my two daughters." Not only that, but you can also work for me for 8 to 10 years. He finds a job, he finds a spouse, and we're going to find out later on, he has a family, he has a place to live, he has a community to live in, he's found shelter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes care of everything for him after this, and he didn't even have to enumerate everything because of that sincerity and that confidence and that trust that he had in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to make dua to him in the same way. And hopefully in these last nights, we can try to bring that perspective into our dua, that perspective that, oh Allah, I am in dire need of whatever good you send me. I trust, oh Allah, I have my full faith that whatever you provide for me will be good for me. And whatever you keep me away from is something that I don't need, is something that is not good for me. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts all our actions in this blessed month of Ramadan. Again, during these blessed nights, please consider Penny Appeal as one of the organizations that you're supporting with in your charity. Again, their website is pausa.org. And please join us again tomorrow for our daily du'as in the Quran series. Jazakumullah khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.